Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo, it's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're live at Shell Shack celebrating National Crawfish Day here with you on your home of the Cowboys. Home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. They got a nice win this afternoon, 5-4 in Detroit. And looking to take 3 of 4, get that series victory that CY is so fond of tomorrow. 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch right here on the Fan. So we'll be coming on late, but tomorrow we're going to be up at the Star.
We're going to be at the Star. I just checked in with Douglas over there, so we're good to go. So, yeah, we got our show, and then we got the Draft 101. And we're also going to stream that on our website. So from 7:30 to 9, or from 7 to 9:30, we'll be just check us out after our show. We'll be doing Draft 101. So excited about that with all the people that are involved.
And you can make Shell Shack your headquarters for all things sports
because
they have new state-of-the-art flat screens on a wall-to-wall. You know, great deals here for you, loyalty rewards, and all sorts of fun. So if you like crawfish or shelled food, I'm a fried shrimp guy myself. Yeah. This is the place to be on game day.
I want to tell you this, though, Dawson. I've learned they're going to have a crawfish boil out here on Saturday.
Okay.
Like 1 to 6. I'm going to come back out here and hang out
done.
Hang out with these folks here. So if you're in the area, you know, we're here today, but I'll be back on Saturday as well. And, you know, if you want to eat some crawfish and talk some draft, I'll be around for that.
Well, speaking of eating, our proper round tripper is brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Chia Falo to take us around those bases.
I know what number Jack Leiter is going to be wearing tomorrow. I will tell you in just a second, but I do need to acknowledge one of the more annoying things with the restaurant situation, the wobbly table. Shout out to the 817 for texting that one in. I almost got into it was as upset as I've personally ever made Mike Bassick.
Uh-oh.
When we were at Surprise. And we did our team dinner when you were hammered.
Yes.
And just being loud, talking over Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks and stuff brought us.
Yeah.
I was down on the other end of the table across from Baskey. We were sharing like a little tiny table that we just pushed to be with
a couple
the
of card table guys, like little kids, which you both deserve.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I couldn't stop just putting my elbows on the table, forgetting that it was a wobbly table.
Ooh.
And Bassick, by the third or fourth time, Bassick had that like look, and he's like, dude, are you serious? Like, he was actually upset. He upset.
How about some folded up
like,
napkins
oh, no.
under there? A little fold up napkin action. Do you think about that?
I didn't think of actually doing that, but that would have probably been the right. Is that the move there every time?
Yeah.
You got to get maybe a couple of or like a coaster or something.
You put something under there. Just try and balance it out so you don't like make Bassick upset.
A couple 2-3 coasters usually.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some sugar packs. Whatever you got to do to stack it,
cushion
it.
Should have been out on my end. Just.
Living it
just
up.
Living it up with Eric.
I had a great time that night.
You know, it was an awesome time, dude.
I kept Nadell interrupting Dawson.
I'm kind of an introvert when we get in public like
Dawson
that.
Was telling stories, shut up, Dawson.
I'm getting like 2 sentences into a story, and here goes Broadus again. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, I actually took the pressure off you a little bit. You're like, thank
Dawson,
you, Broadus.
You go to dinner with Dawson, it's a minimal conversation kind of a thing, and Dawson was just like, he was really kind of chatty, and every time he told a story, I'd like, You know, Eric, that time in 73 when you called that game in Oakland, did you think it was a foul ball?
Well, that was Marty Broaddus right there.
Dawson was just looking at his cut of steak, and, oh, these potatoes are fine. This is good. You know?
Cut me off again.
I did. I cut
Legendary
it. And then Hicksy even said something.
Yeah, I asked him. Well, because I asked him the next day, I'm like, Hicks, do you realize, like, Matt, do you realize how drunk Broaddus was last night at your dinner?
Goes, no.
He was like, well, he was very energetic, and he was a bit loud, and he kept cutting off Gavin. I felt bad for Gavin, actually, but we had a great conversation. I didn't know he was drunk. He was just very energetic was the word. Yeah. he was energetic. He was 75% of a Tito's bottle. I mean,
Brian had said, don't let me sit next to those guys. I'll embarrass myself. So I sit next to Brian, who's sitting next to Eric and Matt, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take care of my guy actually having conversation here so Brian can chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was being the teammate there.
You were
a great teammate, and I just totally just
– And then Broaddus
saved
you.
Anytime you opened your mouth, I would just – I was just attacking.
Oh. You're trying to take care of me because you know I'm an introvert. You're like, oh, I got it from here, Dawson. And your drunk mind, you were hooking me up.
I've been at enough dinners right now. I've been at enough dinners with you to know that sometimes you just got to be a little, you're going to get a little, you have to have a little conversation. You got to keep it going. Keep it going.
You do. Yeah, Broaddus is going to start pre-gaming before every one of our dinners together just to make sure everybody's good here. Hey, Jack Leiter, so I got his number. Guess the number. Guess that number.
55.
You have part
77
of it, right?
At 52. We're 77 during the minor league stuff. What's he?
51?
Big Luka fan. Well,
wasn't he?
He is.
I saw some lighter stuff.
25.
Maybe it's Kevin Durant because he's 35.
Okay.
35 was waiting there in his locker. So I don't know.
Good for him.
I'm assuming he got to hand pick that based on the numbers that were available. But he was 77.
What was he at Vanderbilt? He was like a single digit, I thought, at Vanderbilt.
With Round Rock. Yeah, I can't remember what he wore at Vanderbilt.
I think it was a single digit.
But he was leading the minor leagues with 25 Ks through 14 and a third innings and leading AAA with 24 whiffs on his four-seam fastball. He's got that thing dialed right now. That pitch has averaged 96.1 MPHs. So all of that is really, really good news, and that's a big reason why he's joining the Rangers. It's a perfect timing where Jack Leiter is starting to really to hit his stride. It's certainly a small sample to some extent, but you're seeing some of the consistency, and you're seeing some of the things that you feel like might be able to translate. When you're touching 96 and you're getting a lot of whiffs, swing and misses on your four-seamer, all of a sudden, okay, boom. Now we feel good about it, and the Rangers need him right now. So tomorrow is going to be awesome, a Leiter day, a Leiter Thursday. Jack Leiter right here on 105 through the fan,
22.
Wearing number 35. So he was 22
at Vanderbilt. He was 22 at Vanderbilt,
35, I think 35 sharp.
Yeah, that's a great
35
number.
Sharp.
Yeah, that's a great sports number. What would you think if they, like, dimmed the lights for all the Leiter starts, like right before he goes out there for the first inning, and we flick our Leiters on?
Oh.
In the globe?
Yeah, like his walk-up song needs to be, I don't know, does the starting pitcher get a, I mean, the guys coming out of the bullpen obviously get theirs, but I don't know, does the starting pitcher ever get like a little,
I don't know.
But if they do,
light my fire by the doors.
It's got to be one of those, it's got to be a Lil Wayne song where it starts with the,
with the
Lighter flicking right
there. Oh,
that's
cute. Dude.
Gonna have some fun.
Yes.
Just planting the seed, Chuck.
I like that.
I know they're trying to go new age on you out there. Some of them are good ideas. Some of them are good ideas.
We have Jay's pitcher. How about this? We have a new baseball tradition that's taking place with the Toronto Blue Jays. This is Yusei Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
And I say Kikuchi.
And then we say Kikuchi. Yeah, he is.
I like where they're going here.
He started a great tradition with his teammates on games that he starts and wins. And here is the Blue Jays broadcast sharing with you the new wonderful
Buck?
Baseball.
Buck Martinez?
No, this is their reporter. This
We're
is their, this is their Emily Jones down here giving you the story about Yusei Kikuchi and the Yamakaze Whiskey.
He told me he'd like to turn into a tradition after every Blue Jays win when he's on the mound. And the spirit of choice is no ordinary bottle of booze. It's special, he explained. It's an expensive and rare Japanese whiskey. The 2022 edition of the single malt Spanish oak Yamazaki whiskey holds particular significance. I wanted to find the year I signed with the Blue Jays. Kikuchi told me he keeps his alcohol consumption to a minimum during the season, but believes a victory is good enough reason to share some of the good stuff with his teammates. I don't really drink, just on the days I start. By the way, that bottle of whiskey, Dan, $3,000 US.
Cha-ching.
3,000 seems pretty dang steep. But originally, when it dropped in 2022, this particular special selection of whiskeys, it was $450 a pop. But wow. Now they sell for three Jibos. So after every victory, I guess he pops it open that he starts. And
you
him,
think I could use my specs card and get us some?
Yeah,
about 10% of one.
Yeah, you can put a little. You can
just finance my hand.
Like, just finance a little bit of it. Yeah.
Can I get like four shots? Just like right now, just pour them for me.
I just give.
Do you dress
money.
Those by the way? Chill them at least. Might be two shots at that price.
That's pretty wild there. But Yusei Kikuchi, man, I'm sure that's a crowd pleaser right there. Everybody's looking forward to. I mean, that's extra motivation, right?
So we all get a shot after a game.
All of a sudden, like you're trying to win this game for your boy, and like here's one other layer of motivation to victory celebration with top notch booze with my guy Yusei Kikuchi.
Next month, we're gonna hear the dugout reporter. He has an alcohol problem that he needs to go away for.
It's like, no, he only drinks on game days, and he rarely drinks before the game.
She was quick to say, he only drinks a little bit, you know.
He almost never drinks during
the game.
He's
going to be out.
That's what all problem drinkers say.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
She's making it like, listen, I don't want to out him here that he probably drinks every day. You know, I saw him on the bus drinking the special whiskey. Seriously, she did. She outed him, and then she had to recover. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I'm glad you caught on to that too.
Yeah.
We have I believe for the first time ever, we're going to have a Ryan Garcia name drop / story in the midst of Around the Bases. So we're making history here on National Crawfish Day at the Shell Shack. Things got a bit awkward last night at Citi Field in New York, the home of the Mets.
Let's go,
Mets. It'll make it awkward now.
You had Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. These guys are getting set to fight this weekend, a 420 fight extravaganza between Garcia and Haney in Brooklyn. So they're promoting this thing with the first pitch before the Mets game last night. But there was a video that surfaced before the game of the two of them kind of getting face-to-face, and then I believe Haney was doing some level of slapping of Garcia after they were exchanging some pleasantries. And so the video gets posted, and then next thing you know, you see Ryan Garcia posting that he's down on the field getting ready. You know, he's like warming up for his first pitch. So you see him get slapped, and then like 30 minutes later, you see him down on the field. He's got the video that he tweets out, and it says, "Good vibes." And this is just shortly after being apparently slapped. So then all of a sudden, they catch wind of it at Citi Field, and the Mets officials just pulled the plug on either one of those guys, and they sent them home. So it was like, you're not going to do the pitch now, the first pitch of the game. So then you have Ryan Garcia and his team that includes Oscar De La Hoya, who was wearing men's clothes here.
Okay.
To the surprise of many.
Daylight hours.
He was, they were, this is them walking, this is Ryan Garcia, who was just slapped and then good vibing on the diamond before being kicked out of the building. He is no longer a fan of the Mets, as you can hear here.
Guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets. Don't ever go to a f-ing Mets game again. F- the Mets.
He does sound less coked out in that piece of audio than in probably in the last five or six that we've heard.
Yeah, these are just game day beers. You know, he's getting ready to watch some baseball.
Yeah. Sure. So he's getting in a fight with his combatant at the baseball stadium as they're getting ready for the first pitch, and they said, dude, too unstable, got to go.
Yes.
How did anybody book Ryan Garcia in the build-up to this without somebody in that staff saying, hey, I don't know if you know this, but Ryan Garcia is like the most wheels-off celebrity since Charlie Sheen going on right now. We might want to reschedule somebody else.
It is pretty insane, dude. What do you expect when you're going to put these two fighters in the same room together? Yeah. How about you just have one of them out there to promote this thing and maybe not the one who is dealing with all sorts of off-the-field troubles.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Guardians have won the first overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft. You knew that. That happened in December of 2023. But what you didn't expect was the Guardians would be waking up on April the 17th with the best record in all of baseball.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Cleveland Guardians, who right now simultaneously are, according to record, the best team in Major League Baseball, and they have the first pick in the draft. So life is good right now to be a Guardian. Don't think it lasts. But, hey, it's pretty fun right now if you're a Guardian.
Oh, yeah. Man, live it up here in the month of April. And that's been a really competitive organization, a great one for, I think, most of my life, you know, other than those couple Bassett years. They've been, you know, quite impressive in every regard. Just don't have the finances really to sustain their greatness usually. But that is a team that has drafted well and has developed well, and once again finding themselves at top baseball. Not a surprise at all. We're live at the Shell Shack here on Henderson. It's National Crawfish Day. I want to invite you out to the Shell Shack nearest you for $8 a pound crawfish. But coming up next, it's an NBA play-in night. Can we do some rim session? Can we do some sports hodgepodge?
Yes, absolutely. Let's rim session this bad boy.
We have Mark talking about Luka versus Dirk as well. He will weigh in on that coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Shell Shack here in Dallas on Henderson. As it's National Crawfish Day, and a heck of an opportunity for you to come in here and get $8 per pound crawfish. Shell Shack could be your sports headquarters as well. New state-of-the-art flat screens installed all around the restaurant. Got all kinds of great stuff at shellshack.com, National Crawfish Day. And it's time now here, Chief. Let's talk some hoop.
Yes, sir. For the second time in Shell Shack history, we're going to go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed so that the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance.
It's always a special occasion when we're at Shell Shack on National Crawfish Day and the General Gavin Dawson has some basketball.
I do. Yes, it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and it is brought to you by our friends at Soda. That's state of the art. Mark Cuban asked by Chandler Parsons on FanDuel TV about his comparison of Dirk and Luka, and here was the audio there on the stream.
No disrespect to Dirk. Dirk knows I love him to death, right? Dirty and I go way, way back. But Dirk will be the first one to tell you Luka's better.
That's interesting. Dirk put me in the blender at 40, barely being able to run. So I got nothing bad.
He can jump over the line, right? But he can shoot and he's smart, but you needed to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Yes.
You know? And that's part of what's changed. Like, you need almost have to have a 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", guy who can control the ball and get a shot. you know, or get shots for others because the game is so much faster and so much more skilled, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas before, you knew that there would be somebody guarding Dirk and they would double him, but you just had to get him the ball in one of his spots and let him go to work. The game's changed. You can't just do that anymore.
Yeah, game's changed in a massive way. And, you know, not only that, but statistically, these 6'8 guys that handle the ball, they can rebound and they can pass, and they're, you know, basically averaging a triple-double, which is just something that, you know, very few superstars of bygone eras were in a position to even dream of doing, other than Oscar Robertson, you know. You know, just nobody had that kind of a skill set or that kind of responsibility. You can only do what the coaches believed you should be doing for the betterment of the team. Mm. And Dirk, Jordan, Kobe grew up in eras where we're scorers. We let the point guard do everything and then let us get the ball and go to work. And now that the game is so much different, I think it almost becomes impossible to compare eras similar to football.
Yeah, because it's certainly not it's not quite fair to it's not apples to apples with Dirk and Luka there with the way the game has evolved and everything. But I mean, it is definitely fair to say that Luka is better. The skill set is better. But when I read I first saw the
he's
quotes,
better than everything but free throw shooting.
Yes, that is true. And
Dirk's the best free throw shooter, most clutch free throw shooter I've ever seen. When it comes to Dallas Maverick guys.
No question. Yeah, he was
Kyrie's
nails,
getting there.
Nails at the line. Yeah, Kyrie's right there. Yeah. But I saw the question asked that Chandler Parsons. It was like, is Luka the greatest Mav of all time already? And it's like, I know you're splitting hairs a little bit. Like, yes, Luka is the best player, but he's not the greatest Mav of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference there. So when I saw the question being asked, it's like, if I'm
Jim
Mark,
Spinarkle.
I'm going like, hey, the greatest Mav of all time is Dirk Nowitzki. He brought the championship here. Mm-hmm. The Mavericks wouldn't be what they are today without him. So let's set that first. But yes, the skill set, and if you're just going player for player here, Luka does have the better skill set. He is the more talented player, but Dirk is the greatest Mav, bar none, of all time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people even struggle to say maybe Luka's a better player up until now because he just hasn't been very professional or mature. But, you know, now that more and more people are willing to recognize it, I think it's a great step in the right direction. And, you know, I think if he brings a championship to Dallas, then you'll have that next layer of the conversation, greatest Mav of all time. Because that's a great way to look at it, Chief. I hadn't thought about it that way, but there's no doubt about it. You are dead balls on right. We have Philadelphia and Miami underway in the play-in. I think the 76ers are one of those teams that's rare, but they're in the play-in because Embiid got so hurt. I could see him going on a run, especially if Boston slips up, has an injury in any way. But, I mean, even the Embiid factor, you know, I think puts them in any series if he's at the top of his game. You know, it's very difficult to contend with a man of that size with that skill set.
Yeah, since he's been back, I think they've won 8 in a row.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've been on a little bit of a run. You know, Nick Nurse was addressing the media today, kind of talking about that and how important Embiid is to what the 76ers are going to do. So here comes a team that's going to come out of the play-in that's going to be difficult for one of those top seeds that they're going to have to deal with now. It may be a little bit like what you're going to kind of hope for with the Rangers. You know, all of a sudden, all these pitchers come back at the right time.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to deal with, and I know it's, we're talking basketball here, but that's what you have to have. If you get a guy back at the right time that's such a great player, you can go on one of these runs, and Philadelphia is that kind of team.
You know, I grew up in an NBA town, so this, to me, is the beginning of the most exciting time on sports TV.
Yeah.
When the playoffs start, and every night you have multiple games for, like, 3 or 4 weeks, and then it goes to, like, every night you have conference finals, and then the finals are on, like, that whole run into early June, I think it's as good as it gets as a sports fan. Obviously, you'll have the NFL draft, baseball and hockey going, and the MLS season has started. It's just a great time.
Did we see the end of the Golden State Warriors last night as we know it?
Yeah, I was going to say, last night was some really fun basketball. That Lakers and Pelicans game got real tight there at the end, and then D'Angelo Russell hits the dagger three to advance the Lakers, and Zion's now banged up, going to miss the next game. But then I fell asleep while Golden State just couldn't get really within striking distance. It was just, it was consistently double digits down, it felt like, and then they'd get going a little bit, they'd pull within 7 or 8 or 9, and then the Kings will get going again. And there's Harrison Barnes, the former Warrior, that's helping get it done for the Kings. And you could just tell the Warriors did not have it from the start of the game last night. It was not their night, and it hasn't been their season. And now, yes, I do think most people...
This is the end of the Warriors,
yes,
isn't it?
And well, as we know it, in terms of Steph, Draymond, and Klay, the three-headed monster of the dynasty, I don't believe you will see Klay Thompson there. I mean, we're seeing rumor. Sam Amick is listing the Mavericks as a potential suitor for Klay Thompson, and I'm sure there will be. Orlando's a team that's super, super young that has the financial ability to go get a guy like that. So, you know, I've seen Orlando being connected in a big way, but for him to close out his tenure as a Warrior with the 0-for-night that he had last night where he just can't get anything going. Nope. What an awful way. You know Klay Thompson's the last thing he wanted to have happen is having that be his last game in a Warriors uniform. But most people, it feels like, are expecting that to be the case. Yeah. And then, you know, where do the Warriors go from here? You still have Kerr and Curry and Draymond. How good is that team going to be moving forward? I don't know. They're going to have to reinvent themselves to some extent. But most people are predicting Klay Thompson being in a different uniform next season.
It was just crazy, that whole dynasty. You know, those three guys were important, but now they're old, and them three were never enough to carry a team to a title. It was the ridiculous, absurd supporting cast that they put together for the better part of 5 or 6 years that allowed them to do that. So now that they're older, Klay Thompson has been through his injuries, he's not close to what he was. I don't even know if I want the Mavs to trade Tim Hardaway Jr. for him. You know, if that's what the trade is, I assume Thompson's going to get like a 3 or 4 year contract. I don't want to see how that ages.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in whatever that contract. Those dollars are going to be much higher than you want to play in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have your big money guys. That's Luka and Kyrie. You're not going big money on an aging dude who is. I mean, and listen, the dude's been through injuries. It's ACL and Achilles, and it's aged. It's I can't. No, thank you. A guy who part of his greatness was being a great defender.
Yes.
You can't be old with an Achilles and an ACL and still be a great defender.
No, not anymore. So, yes, it sucks that 2 years ago, their last dying breath as a champion got a championship the Mavs could have stolen. The Mavs could have been champions 2 years ago with Luka and Jalen Brunson and Dodo and Bullock. I mean, it was just they had them in two of the three games they lost, the first three games they lost, they were up going well into the fourth quarter, you know. Yeah. The Warriors just summoned this championship energy. Yeah. And now you see it from time to time, like they went a little bit of a run after the All-Star break where they were able to get in that mode, but they can't do it consistently on demand anymore like they were still able to 2 years ago.
Right. The 989 asking, where does the 56 inches come from? Isn't a basketball hoop 30 inches around the rim? Listen, this is the question that nobody can really seem to actually get a definitive answer on. I can't for the life of me understand how if you straightened out a basketball rim, it would end up being 56 inches. That seems insane to me. But every time I pull up these diagrams and try and figure out just how many inches it is all the way around the rim, 56 keeps coming up. So we've done 18 inches for a while. We thought it was 18 inches.
Yeah, we did.
All of a sudden, we find out that's a radius, not a circumference. Yeah. Or
I trust you on this.
I don't even trust myself. Every time I say it, I wonder, am I butt cracking everybody when I say this? I don't know. Nobody knows the answer to this question definitively. So
is it diameter times pi? I don't know. I just threw that out there. Maybe
sounded
22
smart.
Over 7, 3.14.
Speaking of simple math, let's get to Reggie Miller. Did you guys see this last night?
No.
Well, we have it's Lakers and Pelicans, the end of the game. And shout out to the Pelicans for making this a tight 5 minutes when the Lakers were up by double digits. And then all of a sudden, and shout out to Zion as well. He was as dominant a force as you imagined he would be when he was at the height of his powers coming out of Duke. It was like, okay, yeah.
You got the full Zion experience, including the injury.
Yeah, you absolutely did. I mean, at some point, he's explosive like a fast sports car, but he's not built that way. And so the body can just only take it so much. And for 47 minutes, he was just spectacular. Maybe it was like 43 or something. But the final couple of minutes, he gets the hamstring injury. He's not going to be able to play now in their next play-in game to save their playoff hopes. So that's a huge bummer. But at the end of the game, Reggie Miller is thinking it might be better to be up 3 points instead of 4 points if you're the Lakers with 2.7 seconds left. It was a bit painful to hear out loud on live television, but let's go ahead and play it back and see how it sounds from last night. Take it away, Reggie Miller.
Here's things that you talk about on the bus as players. If he makes the first one, you're up three. Do you try to purposely miss the second one, knowing that they don't have any timeouts?
They have no timeouts.
And they've got to go coast to coast, because as soon as you miss it, time is going to start as soon as it's touched. Or do you just make them both, be up four, and game over? These are things that are discussed as teams.
I envisioned Darvin Ham was gathering the troops saying, guys, should we go up four here? Or should we make it a three-point game and them get a chance at the rebound and they can heave it? And if, you know, they obviously have a chance to tie the game. In fact, they actually have a chance in that scenario to win the game in theory.
I kind of felt like with Kevin Harlan not saying anything, he kind of told you the answer there for Reg.
He's just getting on to the play. He was waiting for Lucius to hit the button. That's weird. That's weird.
I kind of wish Kevin Harlan would have said something back to him because Reggie would have fought that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He would have fought that.
I think Kevin Harlan just said, maybe if I let it go, nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Except Chief noticed right on now.
Well, the internet noticed. Yeah. That is for sure.
Reggie, so if you're up two, you don't want to make the third to give them the inbound if there's like less than a second. You're like, let it clang that way. Because if you make it, it's three, they get to inbound at half court.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Didn't have a timeout, right? They couldn't move the ball?
Right.
Yeah. The clanging part of it might have chaos and all that. There might be some point to that.
The four-point lead is definitely something you want in a basketball game.
I can't justify what Reggie said. I was thinking about that.
No, but teams talk. You know, these are the conversations
they don't talk about that on the bus. We talk about other things on the bus.
And we did have a lifetime ban from the sport today, Jonte Porter. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago. The Toronto Raptor, who was gambling on himself to not meet his over-under standards on any particular game and cashing out because of it. NBA's investigation into Jonte Porter revealed a couple of things. He bet at least 13 times on NBA games through a friend's account. He bet over $50,000 on NBA games and won almost $22,000. And he bet on the Raptors to lose.
Yeah.
So he was betting on his own team to lose, and then we know about some of his own. Oh, I need 6.5 points. I'll bet my under, and then I'll catch a stomach ache in the second half and go sit on the bench, and my under will definitely cash in.
Yeah, and we're looking for the next commercial with, "Hi, I'm Tim Donaghy. Please join me as I've got a new partner for gambling."
Yeah, they're getting in the mix on a new podcast together for sure.
Yeah, Tim Donaghy and gambling basketball player. Yeah. Why not?
How we did it,
yeah.
And how we can help you do it.
I was trying to think, if you're an absolute superstar, what would the punishment be? I mean, it's easy to throw Porter out for life, right?
Did Michael Jordan, right, you guys easy. Correct me, absolutely. You guys know NBA more than me. Did Michael Jordan have to take a year off basketball because of gambling allegations? Is that true,
it's a conspiracy,
or is that butt cracking?
Yeah, that's an angle. You know, maybe it died with David Stern. I don't know, but it's not confirmed that's how it went down.
I just wonder because they say that he had to take a year off ball because they were getting ready to come after him for that stuff.
They're saying it's, it's pi times the radius squared.
Pi times radius squared.
It's gotcha. Simple math, man. C equals pi times diameter. Someone is saying that it's 56.
Dummies.
Someone's saying 56.55 is the circumference, and then the 214 is saying 8 times pi is 56.88. So the 56 is starting to feel more and more legit by the second, even though our smart folks out there are still texting in slightly different numbers.
See, I think people don't even know.
Are you measuring the inside or the outside of that? You know, wouldn't that add just a little bit?
That's a good point. If we're going all the way around the rim, we're not taking the scenic route here. We're taking the long distance routes. We're on the outer rim here.
Okay. Mm. All right. That's the way I would see it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Although the ball needs to fit in the inner rim.
The ball does need to go inside that rim in order to accomplish the goal of victory.
We are back here, G-Bag Nation, with some Get Right crosstalk. We'll see what Reggie and company have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night next on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Lucius, and thanks to Shell Shack here on Henderson for having us out. We've had a great time, and their food is incredible. Their staff is incredible. Segment here as we chat with the Get Right is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And the Get Right joins us now here. Gentlemen, good evening.
Yo, what's happening, fellas? How are y'all doing?
We're doing outstanding. How about you?
Man, doing all right. Myself and Blake having a good one this evening.
Right on. Looking forward to
Blake's
the Get
back.
Right.
Yeah.
Blake's back.
Hi, Blake.
Blake's back.
Hi.
What's up, dude?
I feel like the Wyatt Langford when he was DHing, you know, just get called up every couple days, every couple of bats. Got to stay ready, though. Got to stay ready. Can't get rusty.
Hey, just bring the power for me,
yeah.
Blake,
yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
That play discipline, I respect the eye that you got at the plate. You're average,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But let's get a dong ball or two tonight, Blake.
Yeah. I'm also outrunning the throw as well. I'm infield hits for sure.
That speed of yours is unmatched.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the Jason Kelce Super Bowl ring story?
I find that to be utterly fascinating. The idea, although like also very relatable, because I have lost things in not exactly the same fashion, but somewhat similar fashion where I just forget I had it until later and it's too late to come back and find it. But just the circumstances under which it ends up in like a vat of chili.
Yeah.
That seems like that was just built for to try and get laughs out of a homie or something.
So this is him. He's dropping his Super Bowl ring in the Skyline Chili, and then he's eating it, and he doesn't find out until he goes number two days later. Do I have the details on this, Craig?
I'm
not
sure
when he found the
out.
Ring.
Yeah,
we haven't found it that way.
In this Lom Baby Games that they have at University of Cincinnati, athletes and academics dive into pools of Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
So you're diving in. The sauce
better than
and everything.
That. I'd rather do that than eat it.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about that.
But he says he legit lost it. They couldn't find it. I figured the only way this kind of makes sense is he was so hammered he didn't realize like that he had just lost his ring,
sure.
Right? So it goes into the next day or a couple of days later. Is that the part of the story where it's like, oh, no.
I don't think
so
they
then
found
we have
it
to go,
yet. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the only other explanation would be that somebody did find it.
And then they walked on it?
Quite possible.
I could see that happening as well. Like, if you're the next guy to jump in that pool of chili and you're like, wow, what is that on my foot? And you reach down and you pull a Super Bowl ring out of there.
Yeah.
Better take it to the pawn shop.
I mean, weaker versions of myself, broker versions of myself might have a moment of weakness there and just decide
tell
to make
you this,
off with it.
As popular as Kelce is, that's probably a pretty pricey ring on
it's
the black
ring.
Market.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's probably all pretty, and maybe the next day you regret it. You're like, "Oh crap!" And now you don't want to be like, "Yeah,
he's got it insured."
I took the ring. As there is an insurance claim on it, which is going to be a whole lot of fun to try to.
They're going to try and say that it's his negligence for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seems like the circumstance was he loaned it for this event, right? So basically, hey, you could use this for your purposes, and then maybe just forgot to come back around and be like, "Hey, you know that thing I loaned to y'all? Where's that?"
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just think common sense, everybody understands the rule that you have to take your Super Bowl championship ring off your finger before you dive into the Skyline Chili bathtub.
I would think
just,
so.
That's 101 stuff.
Especially
right
with
there. With
the magnitude of these rings.
Yeah.
You know, it's not performance friendly.
This is syllabus stuff. We're learning this on day one.
See, I thought about wearing mine today, and then I was thinking about peeling crawfish.
Right.
So, you don't want to get like...
That would have been a nice picture.
Yeah, it would have been a good picture, but my hands were a mess today. Chief
Alrighty.
And I were right in the middle of all that.
That was delicious.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Shell Shack for having us here on Henderson. It's the great place to eat, you know, crab or lobster or shrimp, all kinds of... They have a great catfish here.
They do.
All kinds of awesome stuff.
All
I even
fried
saw
stuff.
Some chicken tendies on the menu if,
yep.
you know, you're a non-shell-eating kind of person.
Chicken wings are fire
are
as
they?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah,
bone in.
All righty. Well, for Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow after the Rangers game, we'll be live at the Star getting ready for the big Draft 101 night. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.